there was two things there. One that was that it was a collaboration, and that's fun to do. Also a collaboration with Friends of the Earth and highlighting sort of global sustainability issues. And of course, it was totally appropriate to do that collaboration as an organic brewery. Where, you know, if you're looking at sort of issues around sustainability, why would you go and brew somewhere else? So that's why it ended up at Stroud Brewery, I believe. We've done a collaboration previously with Toast and produced a really great beer, which we called Melba the first time round, which had a sort of double meaning, the sort of Melba toast, but also the very peachy character of the hop, so Peach Melba. And that was brewers again having a bit of fun in the name. But I really love the name that's come out this time, and I think it's Friends of the Earth that came up with that twist, and it's just so perfect. And I wish it did have a bit more of a sort of floral label and sort of illustrated the very forward hippie thinking of Stroud, the town that we come from. It's a very innovative town. So it's good to do. In terms of the actual recipe and the production, it would have been good to chat to the brewers about that. I believe it was 160 kilos of waste bread that went into it. It was quite a significant amount. I can't remember the exact figure, which poses brewing challenges. But a predominant amount of that bread had rye loaves in it, and the rye has definitely given a certain characteristic to the beer. And on top of that, the hopping is a very stone fruit, peachy flavour, and it makes for quite a sweet, soft, but still hoppy brew, which we've also put in keg, and is currently a top favourite beer of my own.